Hello, thanks for calling customer service. My name is Artavius. To assist you with your account, can I have a zip code?
Yes, 84315.
What's the first and last name?
Sandy Phelps.
Thanks, Sandy. Can you verify the shipping address for security purpose?
Yes, 7263 West, 5100 South, Hooper, Utah.
Thanks. And I see that you pay shipping and handling of $6.70 for the keto ascent on the 18th of February. And for that keto, you have signed up for the 14-day trial, and you have within 14 days to cancel that trial. I see that your trial has been expired, and you was charged $46.99 for that keto, and now you're enrolled into a monthly subscription to receive that product every month until you cancel. And I see that Judy gave us a call to get that canceled on today, and we cancel and close your account, so there will not be any future shipments nor any other charges coming out of your account.
Yes, but I have a question, because I disputed it because I had no idea that I was going to get charged that $46.99, and I talked to Rob this morning, and he just called back and left a voicemail for me to call him back. And they were going to have that money taken off. But when I call the number that he called from, it won't go through.
And have that dispute been dropped?
Well, he told me to give him a call back because I told him I was going to dispute it with my bank. And he said that he told me to call him back. He left a message. I didn't get it. And to talk to him about this. But the number that he called from, it won't go back through when I called back.
So have you filed a dispute for that charge already?
I called my bank, but because they would have to stop my credit card, I told them I wasn't going to do that without getting another credit card because they would hold my credit card for 10 days. So I spoke to them, but I didn't file it yet. But then he told me to call him back, but yet he won't, that number won't go through, so.
One of our agents told you to give them a call back?
Yes, Rob. He left a message.
I see that Rob had left you a message and told you to give us a call back for that refund, but Rob wanted to know, have that dispute been filed?
No, I called, like I said, I called the bank and talked to them about it, but I told them to hold off because they wanted to hold my credit card for 10 days, put a hold on it, so nothing more could be taken out, and I can't be without a credit card, so they told me the only option is to go into the bank personally and talk to them and get another credit card and then do it. So I haven't actually went through with it after they told me that.
Well, yes, ma'am. You will be receiving an email. Is that email racinksjr@comcast.net?
Yes, that's correct.
You will be receiving that email saying that the $46.99 is being refunded, and you will be receiving that credit back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
And have you been given a cancellation number?
Yes, I have. It's KC021.
Well, no, ma'am. Can I get you to write down this cancellation number?
Okay. Yes.
Your cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 910.
Okay.
56.
Okay.
D as in David, 4271.
Okay.
That cancellation number is verification that your account has been canceled when closed, so there will not be any future shipments nor any other charges out of your account.
Okay. I appreciate your help very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.